This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle News.
Germany is marking a solemn day in its history this Saturday. 50 years ago today, construction began on the Berlin Wall, dividing Berlin into a democratic West and a communist East, and tearing apart many families in the process. In a speech to mark the anniversary, German President Christian Wolff said Germany had to ensure that history doesn't repeat itself by educating young people about the East German regime. Chancellor Angela Merkel was also at the ceremony. In her speech, she urged people to take the injustice of the construction of the wall as an incentive to fight for freedom, democracy, and civil rights worldwide. At least 136 people were killed when they tried to cross the wall into West Berlin before it was torn down in 1989. It became a symbol of the division of Germany and the Cold War. U.S. President Barack Obama has been discussing the ongoing violence in Syria with British Prime Minister David Cameron and Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. Obama and Abdullah expressed their shared, deep concerns about President Bashar al-Assad's use of violence against civilian protesters and agreed it must end immediately, a statement from the White House said. Cameron and Obama also reiterated their concern about the violence. Activists say at least 1,700 civilians have been killed since the protest against Assad began in March. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has announced a special meeting next Thursday to discuss the growing humanitarian crisis. Libyan rebels have advanced north to the coastal city of Zawiya, west of Tripoli, after a six-hour battle which pushed the front line the closest it's been to the capital since the uprising began in February. The capture would cut off Muammar Gaddafi's stronghold in the capital from access to the outside world along the coast road. Anti-Gaddafi rebels said on Saturday they had entered the government-held coastal city of Zawiya. The Gaddafi regime has dismissed rebel claims that they were in control of the city. Texas Governor Rick Perry has entered the 2012 presidential race for the White House. In his announcement at the conference in South Carolina, Perry said he would issue a pink slip to the present occupiers of the White House, who he said have prolonged our national misery, not alleviated it. After months of campaigning in all but name, Perry officially became the latest Republican candidate to mount a 2012 White House challenge, joining a crowded field of rivals. He is considered to be one of the front runners for the party's nomination. The president of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick, has warned of a new and more dangerous time in the global economy. He told the weekend edition of an Australian newspaper that the Eurozone's debt issues were more troubling than the medium and long-term problems, which caused the U.S. debt downgrade for the first time last week. Zoellick said the Eurozone's structure could turn out to be the most important challenge currently facing the world economy. He also urged British Prime Minister David Cameron to stick to his austerity measures, despite the recent riots. Italy has taken drastic measures to try to balance the budget by 2013. After an emergency cabinet meeting on Friday, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi announced a mix of tax increases and spending cuts worth over 45 billion euros and spread out over the next 2 years. Sarah Harman.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.